Well, good morning, beloved, and well, thank you again for sharing this Wednesday morning with me. Today, we are in Titus chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Here, Titus is told to remind the people in his care to obey the governing authorities, and that Christ came to save God's people. Believers are encouraged to do good things and avoid arguing with those who cause divisions within the community. And again, God's saving word for us this morning is encouragement. So let's begin reading Titus chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Remind your people to submit to rulers and authorities, to obey them, and to be ready to do good in every way. Tell them not to speak evil of anyone, but to be peaceful and friendly, and always to show a gentle attitude toward everyone. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, and wrong. We were slaves to passion and pleasures of all kinds. We spent our lives in malice and envy. Others hated us, and we hated them. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior was revealed, He saved us. It was not because of any good deeds that we ourselves had done, but because of His own mercy that He saved us through the Holy Spirit, who gives us new birth and new life by washing us. God poured out the Holy Spirit abundantly on us through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that by His Spirit we might be put right with God and come into possession of the eternal life we hope for. This is a true saying. I want you to give special emphasis to these matters so that those who believe in God may be concerned with giving their time to doing good deeds, which are good and useful for everyone. But avoid stupid arguments, long lists of ancestors, quarrels and fights about the law. They are useless. They're worthless. Give at least two warnings to those who cause divisions, and then have nothing to do with them. You know that such people are corrupt, and their sins prove that they are wrong. When I sent Artemas or Tychicus to you, do your best to come to me and in Nicopolis, because I have decided to spend the winter there. Do your best to help Zenas, the lawyer, and Apollos to get started on their travels, and see to it that they have everything they need. Our people must learn to spend their time doing good in order to provide for real needs. They should not live useless lives. All who are with me send you greetings. Give our greetings to our friends in the faith. God's grace be with you all. And today's key verse is Titus chapter 3, verses 4 and 5, where Paul writes, "When the kindness and love of our Savior was revealed, He saved us." And again, today's lesson continues on with yesterday's, where Paul is dealing and instructing Titus on how to deal with those Judaizers, those that were trying to combine the failed law of Moses with the supreme love and grace of Jesus Christ, trying to mix the two together, saying that, well, Jesus was a Jew, and therefore you must become a Jew also if you want to become a true believer. And then they would entrap the new believers into thinking that they had to fulfill all of these Old Testament rituals. Paul admonishes them that this is wrong, this is sin, and here we see he even tells Titus, warn them twice, and if they still continue with their foolishness, with their sin, then just leave them alone, let them die in their own sin. And don't get involved with these endless arguings. It doesn't bring any satisfaction to any problem. Let us pray. Kind and loving God, in your mercy, you have saved me and given me new birth and new life. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you have washed and cleansed me. By your grace, I am put right with you through Jesus Christ, my Savior, and have been given the hope of eternal life. Amen. Well, that brings our time together on this Wednesday morning to an end, beloved. It also brings our study in Titus to an end. Excuse me. Join me tomorrow when we'll be jumping over to Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 20, where Jesus describes a vision of God's realm. And so until tomorrow, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.